It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's the end of an era for Pitt athletics. The Penguins win a game for the ages, and baseball goes global again. It's time now to welcome our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak, back to the program. His video blog is Sportsinet. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Paul. What's going on?
Well, yesterday, the Pitt Panthers basketball team played their final home game against a Big East opponent when they beat Villanova. Next year, all Pitt sports move to the Atlantic Coast Conference. What does that mean?
Well, it is a step into the unknown. I mean, Big East basketball, the way we've grown accustomed to it, is no more with those traditional rivalries and everything. So Pitt will be playing in the ACC against some different teams, some high-powered teams, and, of course, the football team is going to be playing a different schedule. You know, it all comes down, it's a business now in college athletics, conference tie-ins, conference TV contracts, so get ready for some change.
What are some of the big names and memorable games that have happened in Pittsburgh during the time that the Panthers have been part of the Big East?
Oh, gosh, and I think you look just at the overall performance that if you've had more than 10 wins in a tough conference for 11 years like the Panthers have, you know, you look at their success and the people they've been able to recruit to come in and play because of that competition. But, you know, the games against Syracuse, the games against Villanova, the matchups with Georgetown, you know, Notre Dame, Marquette, Louisville, there have been some pretty memorable games all through the years.
Moving on to hockey, the Penguins won a game for the ages over the weekend, beating Montreal 7-6 in overtime. A wild game that is fun for the fans but gives coaches gray hair.
Oh, yeah, it's a football score. Coaches hate to see games like that, but, you know, with all those goals, and if you're looking down the road, you're not going to win many playoff games if you give up six goals in a game. So it's not playoff hockey. That's sort of like fire wagon hockey that they call it. They're going to have to tighten up a couple of things in the second half of the season, especially better defense, fewer penalties, and maybe a little more production up front. I understand Evgeny Malkin is going to play tonight. He's been cleared. So there's some good news for Penguins fans.
The Penguins playing the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at the CONSOL Energy Center. That is good news. The trading deadline is coming up. They've moved it back this year with the late start to the season. Might the Penguins be in the market for any more players to beef up the lineup?
I'm sure they will. I think Ray Shiro is going to be active. You know, they've added defenseman Mark Eaton, who wasn't on anybody's roster. He's a familiar name because he was on the Stanley Cup team. You know, they're looking to shore up the defense. I would not be surprised at all if they made some moves to get a defenseman with some more muscle and maybe a top six winger.
The World Baseball Classic is underway. This is an interesting international event that sort of is an Olympics for baseball with teams from different countries. Japan, China has a team, the Dominican Republic, Brazil, and, of course, the United States and Canada. What do you make of this, and is this something we should be paying attention to?
Well, you know, the concept isn't bad. They started this in 05 to have a World Baseball Championship, and because baseball's out of the Olympics, it's an international competition. I think it drives major league clubs nuts because, you know, the whole focus of spring is to get ready for the regular season, and you have a lot of players like Jason Grilly pitching for Italy, and Wandy Rodriguez for the Dominican, you know, they're missing training time in camp in order to play for their national teams. And, you know, the competition isn't bad. It gets them ready. But there are some things like strict pitch counts in the early rounds, and then they increase as you get closer to the championship. I don't know if we see a Netherlands-Korea matchup, you know, that's must-watch TV in my view.
Very quickly, what's in Sportsinet this week?
The Mon River has been named Pennsylvania River of the Year by the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, a testament to the Mon coming back from its days of pollution and industrial waste to being a recreational area and a magnet for fishermen and boaters and all kinds of fun. You know, I think you remember Andy Williams sang a hit song, Mon River, But there was a typo, and it came out Moon River. So, I don't know if they can use that for the ceremony.
Thank you, Bob Dvorak. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, what universities like CMU are doing to support students' mental health. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.